It could soon become easier for charter schools to set up shop in failing districts. So-called high-impact charter school networks are part of a large House proposal that strengthens charter school accountability while also streamlining the application and approval process.
This is a new concept of creating the need, charter impact in critical need areas, places right now that we're seeing that traditional schools are not getting measurable results in grades.
According to House Bill 7029 by Republican Representative Bob Cortez, such high-impact charter school networks would have to document their success before they're allowed to open in a failing school district. But they wouldn't have to wait 3 years to do so, unlike current high-performing charter schools. The bill also allows charters designated as high-performing networks to waive some administrative fees.
And if we know, and a district knows, there's a charter operator out there that operates an excellent charter and is interested in coming into these high-need areas, we should do everything we can to make that happen.
The networks would be a new addition to Florida's charter school landscape. If approved for operation, they'd be automatically eligible for state school construction and maintenance dollars and state charter school grants. The State Board of Education would have to create new rules to decide which schools are eligible. The measure would also allow more out-of-state charters. But Democratic Senator Steve Geller doesn't like that.
I think there's a good intention here, and I don't question that. Everybody here is trying to, as far as I'm concerned, everybody's trying to do the right thing. But I think we're just kind of taking a leap of faith here on people that may have been successful, you know, in a small rural environment in some other state, and they're not equipped.
So it's not an issue of we're opposed to choice. I think oftentimes, again, we all want the same thing as how we get there.
Democratic Representative Reggie Fullwood says his opposition to the bill is not because he doesn't like charter schools. He does. But Fullwood says not enough is being done to enhance traditional public schools.
Are we saying that we just turn our back on our neighborhood schools, just let them decay and fall apart? There has to be some balance. We talked about balance, and the balance could be let's create legislation that where we're more aggressive with these struggling schools, where, you know, we work with districts more on new leadership and new policies. What are other folks doing around the country that have been able to turn around failing schools and struggling school districts? So when we talk about balance, I don't think we're doing enough of that.
The new high-performing charter school networks could still have their schools shut down if they receive 2 F grades in a row from the state. They and their governing boards would still be held to the same background and financial checks as other charter school operators. The bill was approved on a partisan vote with most Democrats in opposition, and it now heads to the House floor. There are several similar bills pending in the Senate. For WFSU News, I'm Len Hatter.